Tasyanubhavakathito Gunascha Paramodaya Bhauman Renuncha Savimame Yo Vishnur Varnayet Gunan Tasyam. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead appearing as Vaikuntha. Anubhava. Great activities. Kathitam. Were explained. Gunaham. Transcendental qualities. Cha. Also. Parama Udaya. Greatly glorious. Bhauman. Earthly. Renun. Particles. Saha. Someone. Vimame. Can count. Ya. Such a person. Vishnu. Of Lord Vishnu. Varnayet. Can count. Gunan. The transcendental qualities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Although the great activities and transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's various incarnations are wonderfully described, sometimes we are unable to understand them. Yet everything is possible for Lord Vishnu. If one could count the atoms of the universe, then he could count the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But no one can count the atoms of the universe, nor can anyone count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Purport. The Lord's glorious activities referred to in this connection took place after his personal bodyguards, Jaya and Vijaya, became daityas, having been cursed by the great sages Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanat Kumara and Sanandana. Jaya, as Hiranyaksha, had to fight with Varahadev, and that same Varahadev is mentioned in regard to the Raivata millennium. The fighting, however, took place during the reign of the first Manu, Swayambhuva. Therefore, according to some authorities, there are two Varahas. According to others, however, Varaha appeared during the regime of Swayambhuva Manu and stayed in the water until that of Raivata Manu. Number 5. Some may doubt that this could be possible, but the answer is that everything is possible. If one could count the atoms within the universe, one could count the qualities of Lord Vishnu, but the atoms of the universe are impossible for anyone to count, and similarly, no one can count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Tasyanu bhava katito gunascha paramodaya bhoman rinunsa vimameyo Vishnu varnayet gunam. Although the great activities and transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's various incarnations are wonderfully described, sometimes we are unable to understand them. Yet everything is possible for Lord Vishnu. If one could count the atoms of the universe, then he could count the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But no one can count the atoms of the universe, nor can anyone count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Qualities of Krishna are a great mystery and a very important subject to discuss. One would think that to have qualities of God listed should be important. We see that the philosopher, we have, in Europe, I think when they say the philosopher, it means Plato, right? B- big philosopher. So he said that there must be the primeval mover, the primeval mover, the one who started the universe. And he says he has to be eternal, he has to be beautiful. And I think he eternal, beautiful, there was one third. It's something related to our Sachit Ananda. So, okay, he spoke about three qualities. I remember once on the street I was distributing books and I happened onto one Christian of, I don't know, should I name the exact school he belonged to or not. So I tried to say what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said that we know we have the name, the address and the phone number of God. The name, the address and the phone number. So the address we know. Where is the address? Raja Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. Phone number? You know? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yes, the phone number. So, you know, Niranjan Maharaj recently gave memories about the Boston Temple, the installation of the deities, and he found some old pictures. And there I saw Mother Isha, he discussed recently. She was already not young at that time, so she would type Prabhupada's lectures. But some years ago she was in a hospital because she had many strokes actually. So she was in a hospital and they asked her, and do you remember, what's your name? She said, yes, my name is Isha Devidasi. Then they asked, who is your father? She said, yes, my father is Srila Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. Do you remember your home address? Yes. What's your home address? Vrindavan. So she remembered nothing except this. And then she was preaching to the doctor, you must be a vegetarian. And you all must sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the only thing she remembered, which is probably the most important thing. So I asked that Christian, he was an elder, meaning that he was one of the chiefs of their community, that what qualities of God, we have a list of 64 qualities which are prominent. He said, well, we have four. We have that God is wise, God is merciful, and I forgot the other ones he mentioned. So some prominent qualities he mentioned. So I think that it's rare to have such a thorough list as we have. We have the 64 qualities given in the Nectar of Devotion, and they are classified in different categorized in different ways. And of course, 64 are just some of the main qualities. Then in the first canto, Bhumi Devi is listing 50 main qualities, which are very similar, almost the same, then 17 extra, then 7 extra, and then infinite extra. So we have several lists of qualities of Krishna. And of course, one could say this is a futile endeavor. Because how can you count, again and again it says here, who can count? Who can count the qualities? How can you count the qualities of God? It's impossible to count the qualities of God. He has infinite qualities. Even if Here it says, you can count if you can count every atom. So, but other places it says that even if you can count every atom, you cannot count the qualities of God. It's more, because he's in every atom already also, in every smallest particle, and even smaller. So it is infinite. But in Bhagavatam 3:6:37, you have a beautiful verse. And very nice verse. 3:6:37. Do you have the creation book? I mean, yeah, in the computer.
No,
3:6:37. Ekam talabam vachaso nupumsam su shloka maulir gunavadamahu shudescha vidvad virupakritayam kathasudayam upasamprayogam. The highest perfectional gain of humanity is to engage in discussions of the activities and glories of the pious actor. Such a sweet translation Prabhupada is using. Pious actor. Pious actor. Sushloka. Pious actor. Such activities are so nicely arranged in writing by the greatly learned sages that the actual purpose of the ear is served just by being near them. Even if you can't hear, if your ear is near, your ear is perfect. Some Maharaj was saying he was flying in an airplane, and his neighbor in a seat, neighbor passenger in the next seat, saw that he's a devotee. And she took a book from him and she said, my son is dyslexic. He cannot read. There are some people who have trouble. I think Badri Narayan Maharaj. I'm not sure, but I think he has all kinds of stories like this. And she said, he's dyslexic, he cannot read. But he says, your books he can read. Other books, he can't understand. I mean, it's very difficult. For these people, the words are jumping around. I'm not sure how it works, but somehow they are jumping around. They can't. It's difficult for them to read. Very, very difficult. But she says, your books, the Hare Krishna books, he reads no problem and very happily. So she took another book from. So that's the perfection of eyes, perfection of ears, perfection of everything. And it says it is the perfectional gain, and this is nectar. I do have the Croatian translation. Razgovori o delatnostima i slavam pobožnog dejatelja. Actor. They kept the English. Najviša je dobrobit za čovečanstvo, to su delatnosti tako lijepo opisane u delima veoma učenih mudraca da se prava svrha uha ostvaruje prisutnošću u njihovoj blizini. It's nice. How many meters? I don't know. They should say how many meters. Is 3 meters enough or 20 meters? Some vibration has to be there. And then it's perfect. This is canto 3. where Brahma prays to Krishna. And Krishna comes and he says, my mercy you already got. You are praying, but actually you already have my mercy. How? What is your mercy? What is my mercy that you already got? Three things. Anybody happens to remember what are the three things that, how he already has mercy? Brahma? It says, one mercy is your faith that you are turning to me. That's already mercy. The other mercy you already got is austerity. What was austerity that Brahma received, was initiated into by Divya Saraswati? What was his austerity? Anybody remembers? Huh? Who is this? Is he biting me or? Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijana. Eh? That was his austerity. Go away. Govinda. So that was the second mercy. The tapasya, and his tapasya was japa. That was his second. And the third mercy was, any who remembers? Govindadatta Prabhu, you remember? The prayers. He says, the prayers you chant, that's my third mercy. And he said, anybody who will chant your prayers, all desires fulfilled. So it's good for anybody, because if you, of course, you don't have material desires, because all your material desires are 100%, no, 600% fulfilled. But you have spiritual desires, more taste, more exchange with Krishna, more mercy, more rasa. So Krishna says, guarantee. Not 6 months, not 12 months, not 3 years, forever. Guarantee. You get your desires fulfilled. If someone chants these prayers, and he says, Krishna says, I love your prayers. Just imagine, you come to the deities and you say, oh dear Panchatattva, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes forward and he says, I really liked your prayers. And he doesn't just say that he likes, he says why he likes. He gives the skilled, perfect feedback. He doesn't say nice, he says why it is nice. So Krishna tells Brahma, I like them because you describe me, you pray to me as a person. Not as a blind power, not as a ruler of the universe, not as the one who gives freedom. You pray to me as a person. Your prayers, you describe me as transcendental nirguna, but you describe me with many, many qualities. And I love it. What do you prefer? If somebody says that you're nice, or if somebody says you are nice because you sing a nice song and you know how to create cleanliness and you have a very kind attitude to others and you cook and you make wonderful prekmorska gibanica. Which do you prefer? If they just say you're nice, or if they say specifically why you're nice? Or your mantra is very nice because you very clearly chant Hare Hare 2 times every mantra. Oh, really? Okay. So Krishna also, he tells Brahma, I like your prayers because you accept I am nirguna, I'm transcendental, but all your prayers, you glorify my transcendental guna, transcendental qualities. They cannot be counted, but you are glorifying them, and this is the perfection of the tongue, perfection of the ear, perfection of intelligence, to glorify. So, 64 are mentioned, and of the 64, devotees like one quality the most. What is the quality that devotees like the most? In Krishna. Sweetness. And Bhakta Vatsalya, how Krishna is sweet to his devotees. I'm just reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Prataparudra is trying to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refuses. So Prataparudra is a king. He's a powerful king. So he can do anything. But he cannot get personal darshan with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I'm a monk and he is a king. So how can I, it's not nice if I go to the king. It's improper. For us, it's hard even to understand why. What's the problem? Monk, king, why not? So then, that's not the end of it. So, Ramananda Rai, Prataparudra asks his minister, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please request Sri Chaitanya that we meet. We talk together. I mean, what's the big deal? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you ask me like this, I will go. So then Ramananda Rai comes from Vidyanagar and he says, oh, as soon as I told the king that you wanted me to go to Jagannath Puri, he said, really? Oh, you are so lucky. All your salary I give you as pension. So you can retire, no problem. You are very lucky. Please go immediately and take all the money. So all the money usually pension is less than salary. But he says, no, you please take all the money and go and associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serve him. So when Ramananda Rai came and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, he thought, oh, this king is nice. So then Sarvabhauma saw all the Bengali devotees coming to Puri. And again he's asking. And again he requested, please help me meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then they come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu is asking. Ramananda Rai is asking. Sarvabhauma is asking. They are saying, Nityananda Prabhu is reading a letter and he says, you know what? He says he will kill himself. He will either become a beggar or he will commit suicide if he doesn't meet you. Viraj. Or he will kill himself. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you are learned people. You know what's right, what's wrong. So you tell me, should I break the rules? Should I break the rules and meet the king? Or should I behave as it's proper for the monk? So Nityananda comes up with an idea. Okay, you send your sannyasi clothes as Mahaprasad. And it says that the king was very happy. He was worshipping that piece of cloth as Mahaprasad. In some temples we have Srila Prabhupada's like chadar or something from Srila Prabhupada. So as Govinda Datta Prabhu quoted yesterday, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. So Prabhupada says that yes, we should show respect, and this will give us the same benefit. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if I meet the king, Damodar Pandit will criticize me. And we know that Damodar Pandit would criticize sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this and for that. It's very funny. So then he turns to Damodar Pandit and he says, Damodar Pandit, should I meet the king? So Damodar Pandit says, my lord, your question is useless. He says, we know your qualities. We know king loves you and you are kind to your devotees. So therefore, it's useless to ask me. You don't have to ask me. Whether I say yes or no, I am telling you 100%, you will meet the king. Doesn't matter what I say. You will definitely meet the king. Because you love your devotees. And he's your devotee. So you will meet the king. There's no doubt. So, it's very interesting. He doesn't say yes, no, maybe, you shouldn't. He says it's not. What kind of question is this? Why do you ask this question? It's obvious you will meet. So, this is the quality of Krishna, which is very dear to devotees, that no need to ask this question. Sometimes it seems, oh, why Krishna does or doesn't do this. Yesterday, Krishna Dharma Prabhu, he shared a nice quote. He said, when Krishna doesn't give something, it's also his blessing. When he gives something, it's his blessing. And if he doesn't give, it's also his blessing. Because we sometimes think, oh, this is blessing, but this is not a blessing. No. If Krishna gives this, it's a blessing. If Krishna does not give, it's also a blessing. Same Krishna tells the gopis. Says, sometimes I do not respond, but it's also my mercy. In the 10th canto. Hare Krishna. So, this is the most important topic. Krishna's qualities. When we think about Krishna's qualities, when we talk about Krishna's qualities, or even if you sleep in a class, even if you are sleeping in a class about Krishna's qualities, your ear, according to that verse, is nearby. And it's the perfection of life. It's the perfection of life, according to 3637. And we are blessed. And as our chanting progresses, then we will know Krishna's qualities more and more, and they will charm us more and more. Krishna's qualities will be the rope that connects us to Krishna. Either the rope or the wire or the chain or the Wi-Fi or the whatever protocol connecting us to Krishna, Krishna's qualities. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
One question by Avaduta Rai. Hare Krishna. Krishna is constantly expanding. Where he gets these energies or qualities from to increase, or which are added on? And this expansion process started of from some zero point, from which it started the expansion. How can he be expanding? There would be some limit somewhere he can improve upon, but he has or is the unlimited already.
Yeah, this is such a materialistic approach. from zero and limit and yeah. It's also the question of definitions. Who is God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth? Absolute Truth is He outside of whom there is nothing. So everything is already in Him. So first of all, there is never a zero. What is this joke making rounds recently, that the materialistic cosmology is that there was nothing, and then nothing continued to be nothing, and then suddenly nothing exploded, and then from nothing which exploded comes everything. So this is, that's the modern materialistic atheistic cosmology. So obviously it's very strange. Makes no sense. No, there is always not, we can say something, but it's not just something, it's everything, it's Krishna. So there is eternal spiritual world, and we call it expansion. But this is not an expansion, it's the enrichment. So there is, his qualities are richer and richer. His pastimes are richer and richer. So in other words, it's infinite variety. Infinite variety. He doesn't need any other source. Everything is already in him. And he's just eternally anandam buddhivardhanam. He has the eternal increase of bliss. So there was never a time that there was nothing, and there is never going to be a time that there's going to be nothing. Unless you take only the material side. But even the material side, they say that 96% of the universe in the material world we will never know. They call it dark matter. Impossible to ever know or impossible to ever understand. Because it's taking a very external materialistic side. But if you take Krishna, if you take the spiritual side, then you can understand the different energies, and you can understand which energy is coming from which side, which qualities of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, one question by Prema Gopi Mataji. Sometimes it's difficult to see blessing that we don't perceive as a blessing. Theory seems not to work always. Do you have some practical tip how to change our perspective?
Uh-huh. Yes. As they say, in Theory is when everything is clear but nothing works. Practice is when nothing is clear but everything works. Sometimes, though, practice and theory are combined, and then nothing is clear and nothing works. That's it. If we look back, sometimes many years back, or sometimes a little time back, very often we see that what looked like a curse was actually a blessing, or a blessing in disguise. So the question is how to see it quicker, how to quickly see that everything is Krishna's blessing. So the process for that is gratitude, and we have the Yuga Dharma kirtan. So you have four kinds of kirtan: Nama Kirtan, Lila Kirtan, Guna Kirtan. So glorifying Krishna's qualities. So the process is to be grateful, count the blessings. Just yesterday, there's one Ukrainian philosopher who said that he loves living in Ukraine. Why? Because he says every few years he sees something is becoming better. It's like this actually everywhere. Like, you know, when I came, I remember those buildings were, you know, half destroyed, those buildings were not clean, and then that was restored, this was restored, then the roads became much smoother, then the paths, coming year after year, I can see things are improving and people are becoming more peaceful, and I can see that everybody is doing sports. If you watch, you can see that a lot of things are actually becoming better. So he says, internet is better, this is better, service, people are kinder in the shops, are more polite. So he can see how things keep improving. But everybody is complaining. You never dare to say that something is good. As soon as you say something is good, you'll get 100 people coming, no, it's horrible, it's so horrible. But, you know, it's like for myself, I can just remember what it was like in the 80s or 40 years ago. And just to have a book, I mean, if you just for this book you could go to prison. Even here, it had to be underground. People, you know, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Krishna Kshetra Maharaj, who else was coming? Devamrita Maharaj, who else was coming? They had to hide, they had to run away. They had to do it it was very risky. It was very risky. Now, any book, you just, ping, just, no, press a, just tap the screen, and then boom, any book, any lecture, 20 lectures, any verse, any book in 5 languages or 10 languages, and 3 audio books. You want free? You have free. You want to buy? You can buy. And we say, oh, so bad, everything is so bad, horrible. Yeah. Krishna. So, counting blessings, meaning that see what's good, one thing. Something can be not so pleasant, but many other things are very nice. This is one thing. And the other thing is a little more difficult, is to express gratitude exactly for the negative thing. If you have something bad, So how can I thank Krishna for it? Is there a way to thank Krishna for it? To find something good. Anyway, I think probably not many people are listening, and half, although most have woken up, I don't know. Anyway, so I'll tell it anyway. Somehow, I don't know, after last winter, I got severe arthritis in my shoulders. I couldn't tie my shika. I couldn't put on kurta because it was so painful. I was screaming, "Ah!" when I was putting on my kurta. So I went to three different doctors. All the doctors, they said, first one doctor, friend of a very rich devotee, he said, "This is the only doctor who helps. I'll bring you to him." He brought me to this doctor, and he's a psychic. Did I? Some of you I told in the lunch, I think. And he has some strange brain function. He sees these subtle things. He's a doctor, but he also has this other side that he doesn't need a X-ray or something. So he looked, he said, "This is not shoulders, this is your neck." I said, "But I don't have problem in the neck, I have pain in the shoulders." Anyway, okay, I took the medicine he gave, and I went to another doctor. I said, you know, we have some devotee doctors, big hospital, one of the biggest hospitals in Ukraine. And we have a very nice devotee doctor there. So he took me to the sports traumatologist. He took me and said, "Like this, like this, like this." He says, "It's not shoulders, it's your neck." Okay, the second one. Then the third one. He said, "Okay, neuropathologist." He said, "Okay, do the MRI. Do the MRI. Magnetoresistant, what do you call it? MRT, I think, in Germany, MRT." So they checked me, and they showed, "Okay, you have protrusion, hernia, it's your neck. Here's the picture, it's your neck." So they told me, "No chiropractors, be careful, no cracking your back. You also..." So they gave me big list of medicines, costed an arm and a leg, and exercises, this, that. And then I started reading, somehow I got a book by Dr. Sarno. Again, I'm sorry, I'm just telling you my story. He says, forget it. He says, most people have hernias. Now, even at 30, they have hernias. But only few have pain. Many have hernias, but of those who have hernias, only a few have pain. And it's not the hernia, it's not the structural problem. It's your anger. You're angry about something. And you don't want to admit. You don't want to agree. Yes, I hate this, I hate that. And therefore, the body and the brain, they say, "Oh, he needs an excuse, but he doesn't want to admit. So let's create some blockage of blood." And they call it psychosomatic, and they call it TMS, tendinomyositis syndrome, I think he calls this. And he says, if you just hear about this, It's not a placebo. You don't have to believe. Don't believe me. You don't have to believe me. You just hear that this is anger, you will start improving. And something is still chewing on my shoulders, but I can, you know, I can lift, I can tie my... It worked. Without any other things. So, a lot of things are a response to our secret desires or secret emotions or secret anger or secret whatever. And if I find how, so if I find how I can be thankful for it, if I thank for this, oh, thank you for this pain, because now I have a full excuse. Thank you for this pain, because I can forget about the other problems. Thank you for this pain, because it inspires me to do some of the other exercise. It's actually Krishna's blessing. It's actually Krishna's blessings. And then, oftentimes, it's already a blessing, and if we learn to say thank you, then sometimes the exact unpleasant thing is no longer needed. It can fade away or be decreased. And our whole process is actually, our program is kirtan. And kirtan means to come and say, Krishna, jai, you are good, thank you. So, the more ways I can think of how Krishna is good, the more I can think for my the more I can thank for my trouble, the more the more I will be even able to understand how it's a blessing. The more I will understand how it's all a blessing. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Infinite qualities of the pious actor, Kijai.